It's Wednesday, January 8, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Vidbian. The body of Olin Naoyoma, a learner from Etosha Secondary School, has been recovered after he drowned in Lake Guinas during a school trip on 8 September last year. Education Executive Director Sanet Steenkamp confirmed the government's commitment to supporting Naoyoma's family as authorities continue to address the tragic incident with care and compassion.
We extend also our heartfelt appreciation for the concerted efforts and the deliberate action that have been taken by the local as well as the international diving companies, and of course our gratitude also go to the Namibian police for their invaluable support in this matter. Of course, we are aware that the forensic testing will proceed, and then the ministry, of course, will continue to support the family in a befitting manner within the legal frameworks.
The Electoral Commission has dismissed the Independent Patriot for Change's court application, calling it vague and embarrassing. ECN chairperson Elsie Nyikembwa argues the case lacks the evidence required to overturn an election under Section 115 of the Electoral Act. Meanwhile, the IPC seeks to nullify the entire elections, with LPM pushing to validate only votes from 27 November. Offering comment is Graham Hopwood. He's the executive director at the Institute for Public Policy Research.
For the court to overturn an election result and to order a new election, it is a massive thing. They would need to have overwhelming evidence of irregularity that had seriously affected the result of the election. To do that, it has to be borne in mind that in all the electoral cases, disputes going back to the mid-90s, the courts have not ever ordered a rerun election. But let's hope that we can move fairly quickly on this, because I think the Electoral Act does stress the urgency for any disputes over the election to be resolved as quickly as possible. So hopefully we'll see the wheel of justice start next week.
To South Africa now, where the DA in Tshwane has welcomed the SIU's announcement that criminal referrals have been made to the National Prosecuting Authority regarding the case of the Rooival Treatment Plant 5. The case involves an irregular tender linked to businessman Edwin Sodi, with officials implicated. DA Tshwane caucus leader Silius Brink has also called on Tshwane's city mayor, Johan Mettler, to review the official's suspension decision.
This, of course, does not guarantee successful prosecutions, but it does confirm that this is a serious case to answer here. The risk is now that the ANC coalition is in charge of Tshwane. There'd be political pressure to make this case go away. We await Tshwane's next steps, how it will be handling this bargaining council decision.
Continentally, Ivory Coast port authorities have downplayed concerns over a vessel carrying 20,000 tons of ammonium nitrate docked in Abidjan. BBC Africa reports indicate that while residents worry about potential risks, officials underscore the compound is commonly used as fertilizer despite its explosive properties. A portion of the same shipment was dumped off of England's coast last year after fuel oil contamination. Internationally, the U.S. has added gaming and social media giant Tencent to a list of businesses it says works with the Chinese military, along with several other Chinese technology companies. It serves as a warning to American companies and organizations about the risks of engaging with the entities on the list. Kate Fisher is there for us in Washington.
The list is updated annually and now includes 134 Chinese military companies. It's part of Washington's strategy to counteract what it sees as Beijing's efforts to increase its military power. Beijing said the decision amounted to, quote, unreasonable suppression of Chinese companies. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.